When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome, everyone. Heels, I'm saying it now, right at the outset of the show this morning, we're elevating producer Jack to the Pantheon.
Whoa, how big's this?
Somehow, he has found five double passes to a sold-out blockbuster at the Gabba tonight.
Wow. Mm.
And we're giving them away to our listeners this morning.
No, this is huge.
Oh, no, it's massive news.
How big is your Pantheon of producers?
It's not big. that's nearly 50 years in the media. There hasn't been a whole heap of producers that I'm enamoured with. But we'd love you to join us this morning. We've got our Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line, 13 13 55, and that will be in use a little later on when we give these tickets away. And, of course, the text line is 0467 736 736, and we're here for Burbank Homes. They are the builders you can trust. You can bank on Burbank and Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Kona N-Line. It's a beauty. Lots happening. You've had a little private one-on-one with the Australian cricket captain.
Oh, yeah, Paddy. Because you couldn't be with us after the show yesterday, I had a chat with Paddy, who was just getting ready for training at Christchurch. Mm-hmm. Hadn't really had a look at the wicket. He tried. He walked out there, but the phone kept dropping in and out, so he had to stand still. Yep. But, yeah, that wicket sounds green and grassy. 12 mils of grass. Now, that is 1 mil higher than Adelaide started the day-night tests, 11 mil to protect the pink ball. Yep. That's now down to 8. But in Christchurch, they put 12. They keep it to 12 mils. That's grassy. And, Pat reckons it doesn't play like a traditional grassy wicket, like if it was in Brisbane, trouble. But not so much at Hagley Park.
I looked yesterday. I'll go and have one now. I think the trend is it starts off really green, obviously gets a bit flatter, but it's not like a Gabba green wicket day one where it's going to seem all over the place. I think they still play pretty truly here. It can be a little bit misleading at times, I think. But, yeah, it looks like a good wicket. Always seems to be pretty consistently good here.
Geez, I wish I had been able to talk to him then. I've seen tests at Hagley Park go round corners.
Not really.
Oh, it seems. Don't worry. And if the overheads are right, it'll swing. Swing and seams, but slower than Brisbane or Perth. But I hope he bowls first if he wins the toss.
Well, that starts at 8 o'clock, so we're going to keep you up to date. So it's only an hour and 50-odd minutes away. Speaking of tests, England in trouble again. All out 218, a middle order collapse. Some disastrous reviews by the top players. And India just cruising along. Jaiswal was rolling along and threw his wicket away.
How did he get out?
Dashing down the pitch and got beaten and stumped. And like he never looked like getting out.
Yeah.
Rohit Sharma, they're 101 for 135, chasing 218.
So England are ahead. They look good. That's the main thing. You know, so they had a moral victory because they looked good yesterday. So, and Zach Crawley, 79 again.
Yeah, he
keeps getting himself out before without making hundreds. I think he's made 14 50s. Scores of 50 to 100, maybe. That was his 15th. They've got to stop that. They fast baseball starts are not enough. Yeah. You've got to take it on. And double that score, 418 they needed, you know. So it's not working, and the spinners did the damage. The spinners got hammered. So Kuldeep, 5 for 72, but only off 15 overs.
Yeah.
So England were on top of them and keep getting out at regular intervals.
Ashwin got 4 for 51, so yeah, there's the 9.
And off 11 overs, 4 for 51.
Mm.
Like, they were smashing them, but getting out as well.
Yeah, they went from 3 for 175 to 6 for 175. And Bairstow, Root, and Stokes all reviewed and were all just rubbish.
Yeah, they're just talking. They're still talking too much, England. You know how determined they were going to be to finish this tour so well, and then they all get out for 218. Have you ever seen so many players play their 100th test in 1 week.
Oh, no, there's a stack, isn't there?
It's unbelievable. Mm. It's incredible. Ben Stokes last week.
Yep.
Now he's on his 101st. Ashwin, Bairstow.
Yep.
Just hanging on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Southee and Williamson. Four.
So Oscar's saying, Joe Root's review for LBW yesterday was an absolute disgrace, pitching in line and hitting middle and leg stump halfway up.
Now, are we trusting of that DRS in that case? Because I've only seen a picture of, he was well on the front foot and it spun a bit. Now, when you're well on the front foot, that's 2.5 metres from the stumps.
You're the one that keeps telling us we trust the technology.
Sometimes I have my doubts when the cameras can't be put in the positions that Hawkeye, for example, really want them. I.e., if there's a grandstand down and the ground's getting renovated,
yep.
I've had games where there was a few doubtful ones. So I'll dig that Joe Root up. I'm surprised that it was an absolute disgrace, but I've only seen a picture of him being quite well out on the front foot. He would have thought it was spinning to miss leg, I'd say.
Lots happening today. Corey Parker's going to be here to preview and review all things NRL. I doubt he'd like what he saw from the Knights last night. They had no attacking thrust whatsoever. So they were upset by Ricky's Raiders, 28-12. Hudson Young, late and high on Ponga, was one of the big talking points.
Well, what was the sin binning for? Pushing. The buzzword's discretionary, isn't it? This is a discretionary decision. We shouldn't have even been, penalising. But if we're going to start sin binning people for that, we're going to be playing a lot of games of 12. But if that's a sin binning offence, and that is then a week off, it's got to be consistent every week, every game. But it won't be. And that's not having a crack at anyone. The referees have got a very, very difficult job, but I don't believe it's a sin bin offence.
21st season coaching, Ricky.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's going to find consistency now.
Phenomenal.
But it's okay. Can you push
someone
in the head late with the elbow?
It was late and high.
And it was with his forearm.
Sin bin. Yeah. I beg to disagree with the revered coach. Hey, the other big breaking news yesterday afternoon, Hill's guilty plea from Spencer Lenu. He admitted, and it was, we've noted this right the way through, that he never actually said it in any stage in his interviews that he didn't use the word monkey when he was talking about what he aimed at Ezra Mam. So now he's come out and said he did use that term. But he apologised to Ezra and his family, said it was, basically implied it was in the heat of the moment, but there was no racial vilification intended. He said, that's not who I am. That's what I'm expecting to hear from a Rooster statement, to tell you the truth, because he's got to front the judiciary on Monday now. They moved it forward. Dean Ritchie, the respected News Limited journo, spoke about it, there's no great surprise. He's going to spend quite a bit of time on the sideline.
Now, I understand that the Roosters themselves asked for it to be expedited just to sort of move the process forward quite quickly. I'd imagine on the Monday night, Sam, at the judiciary hearing, they will interview Spencer. They'll go through a process with him, but there's no need to really grill him. It'll depend on what the judiciary think in terms of remorse, and certainly reading what Spencer said in that release this afternoon, that there is remorse there. A lot of people know Spencer Lenu, and those that do in rugby league say it's not part of who he is as a person. It was obviously a brain explosion, and there is no place, of course, for racism in rugby league. But I think you'll find that he will get a reduction, and the penalty, I'd imagine, would be maybe 4 to 6 weeks, perhaps. But, he's going to look at a stretch on the sideline, as he should.
Yeah, I disagree. It'll be 6 to 8, I reckon.
Regardless
of remorse.
While I was waiting on that hesitation for him to say his bit, I was thinking 6. But I would like to see he acted as if he was racist, after that. And the Roosters, please, get taking some praise for expediting the hearing. They butchered this. Yeah. They butchered him. They let him go to the media twice on the ground. I would have liked to seen him sharing a tear with Ezra Mam in a function room in private, where I couldn't see it, but I would have liked to have heard about him sharing a tear with Ezra in that function room in Vegas.
Mm.
And then I'll know that he's not a racist.
Yeah, well, I wonder if he's contacted Ezra. I mean, the Broncos statement was pretty carefully worded. You know, they acknowledged that, yes, we got an apology,
yep.
But there's no place for racism.
They didn't accept it.
Yeah, as the Courier said, I think it was a little icy from the Bronx, to tell you the truth, and I agree.
His actions, having known how big this was, weren't good enough for mine, so I don't know about leniency. I'm with you. I'd go, eight.
Mm. Michael's joined in. New season, new Ricky Winge compared to last week's games. That was a blutter of a game. Michael, I tell you what, I've got to agree. Mm. It was hard to get up after watching the excitement and the thrills of Vegas for week one. That was an awful game last night, and the Knights were, they were ordinary. Hey, yeah, so as I said, we'll have Corey Parker along to review and preview the rest of the round. Cowboys young gun Zach Labanitz, good story. Not the least for the fact that he's from Bundy.
Mm.
He's a Bundy boy. Good on you, Zach.
Are you the only person who stayed in Bundy?
No, I was at 18.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never met anyone else who's lasted past three.
That's a fairly cheap shot. Have you bothered to have a look at Villa Wheeler lately? It's hardly big on the tourist map, I wouldn't have thought. And your occasional golfing partner is going to join us as well from the Suns.
Yeah, Brados.
Yeah.
I call him Brados.
Brados. Yeah. Old Brados.
I call him Brados after Hados, Braden Fiorini. So, yeah, and let's hope. What part of his job will be the unrewarded running? Yeah. How bad's that? But he loves running, and he's lean, and he's a real, real strong whippet. So we'll get to talk about him and about how the Suns are developing.
Yeah, well, the Swans kicked off last night, led by ex-Demon Brodie Grundy. I mean, two-time All-Australian. It's his third club in 3 years, and he looks like he's found a nice home in Sydney. 12-14-86, a final quarter blitz put Melbourne away 9-10-64. Clayton Oliver back. He had 29 disposals, but he can get better. And, of course, we lead into tonight's blockbuster at the Gabba, and that on cue, Vanessa storms into the studio, dressed up in her Lions gear. She's ready to rumble tonight.
I'm so pumped.
Can you believe that we've got Jack has got five double tickets to this match?
I do not know where he scrounged these up from.
I know.
I mean, it's been sold out for a few days now, so he must be doing some deals on the side.
Well, up in the Pantheon.
Yeah. I've put him into the Pantheon.
Okay.
Now, if the Lions tonight make 51 entries into their Ford 50, how many goals do you want out of that?
Oh, look, realistically, let's take 40 goals. No, look, that's not realistic. But, look, they are a high-scoring team.
Melbourne, 9 last night or whatever they scored, up from 51 entries. They butchered it in there.
Their behinds were, just so many behinds. I think they need to get back to some goal-kicking practice. Hopefully the Lions are a bit more accurate than that. They did clean up their goal-kicking a lot last season, so hopefully that continues to improve. We've got a few new goal songs around as well. Did you see the Lions?
Really?
Put out the list this week of some of the goal songs. Well, the favourites are still there. Charlie Cameron's still got Country Road. Cam Rayner still has Sweet Caroline. Mm. Joe Danaher still has Let It Go.
Mm-hmm.
But, a few new tunes in there as well.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully we hear a lot.
Right we hope so.
What's happening news-wise?
Okay, look, well, a bit of a follow-up today to the Greens' suggestion earlier this week that Eagle Farm Racecourse be turned into affordable housing and some green space if the party wins at next week's council election. Now, Jonathan Shree, of course, wants to see 4,000 medium-density dwellings put on the site, but it was raised in question time in State Parliament yesterday. Today, Racing Minister Grace rubbished the suggestion. Mm. She says the racecourse is going nowhere, and especially for the $40 million price tag that was floated by the Greens. The Lord Mayor also pitching in yesterday, saying the market value is closer to $400 million, and with the building costs on top of that, it would take the proposal to about $2.2 billion. Okay. So, look, I think even though the Greens have come out and pledge this, even if they are successful next weekend, I think they will face a bit of an uphill battle to see this one through, with the state government emphatically rejecting the suggestion.
Well, it's good the state government are into budgeting now too.
Yes.
The Olympics, about $1 billion for the Gabba.
A billion here, a billion there. Yeah. Now, look, yesterday we also talked through the news about Virgin allowing pets to fly in the cabin with owners. And now the rules are only dogs and cats. They have to be small enough to fit into an approved size carrier and stay inside it for the duration of the flight, and only certain domestic flights as well. Look, while some people are loving the news and saying, great, sign me up, I'm going to take my pet on my next holiday, others have raised some serious concerns, primarily around we don't actually know how our pets would react in that situation, and it could cause a lot of stress for them. They could get travel sickness. You know, what if they need the toilet? Like, it just could lead to quite distressing situations for the animals and for other passengers as well. So, look, some people not so on board with the idea. Qantas and Jetstar, in response, say, no, it's something we are not considering at this stage.
Do you think Finnegan would work on pets?
Probably. There's definitely anti-anxiety medication for pets. Yeah. So, you know, especially some get very stressed with things like fireworks and loud noises. So, yeah, I think medication is definitely a thing for pets. And look, it's International Women's Day today.
Of course, yes. Happy International Women's Day.
So, thank you. Good day to celebrate all the women in our lives doing wonderful things. Plenty of events, lunches, functions today. One push around today is for women to actually stop work and go home at 3:14 p.m. today in protest of the gender pay gap. So 3:14 represents 78% of a standard 9-to-5 workday, and that correlates with the current pay gap in Australia.
Okay.
So look, if some of the women in the office are downing tools at 3:14, that's why. Let's close that pay gap.
Jack said he's going home at 3:14 in solidarity as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to stick around that long today.
It works that way.
Jack's doing 6 hours of overtime.
Yeah, that sounds more like it. So, yeah, good day to appreciate all the women.
Very good.
We've got a lot on today. Don't know whether we'll see you back. Enjoy the game tonight. I know you're pumped.
Thank you. Go Lions.
It's 6:20. We'll be back. Couple of text Hills, one from Braden. Morning, boys. I agree with Hills. Why did it take Lingyu so long to say it after the game instead of trying to be a hero? He should have said, I made a mistake. I apologise. Let's sort it out. Have a great Friday and weekend, boys. Bring on the mighty Titans tomorrow. Thank you, Braden.
And if you didn't know it was a mistake, he should have been told by the Roosters, you've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Right. So, and in you go. Look, they'll take him in and Ezra with one or two assistants, sit down and sort it out then, and then get your punishment, you know, a week later, but you're still going to get punished. Yeah. But I don't think Spencer would be a race, would have meant it racially.
Mm.
It's just a poor choice of words, which he knows you can't do.
Murray? This is nice. Pat, no slight on your hometown, but even the turtles get out of Bundy Mate, what about Bundy Rum? Bundaberg Ginger Beer, the macadamia nuts, we're the capital now of the world. The sugar cane. We've got plenty of things going on.
Yeah, I can't believe you live in Brisbane.
Huh?
Why aren't you at Bundy?
Are you aware of the feats of the Bundaberg Surf Life Saving Club's March Pass team?
Yes.
One of the great March Pass teams in the history of Surf Life.
Yes, but how, are they continuing it?
I don't know. I can't give you a definitive answer on that. Hey,
They've even got out of town.
We have got the tickets to give away. We're here for Kubota. You can take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. You've got an answer and a question for this one, but Jack is not being too tough today. Okay. First of our double passes for tonight's sold out, well, almost sold out, we've got 10 seats, Lions v Blues at the Gabba. Call 13 13 55 now, but you must answer this simple question. Which team did the Lions beat to secure their spot in last year's AFL Grand Final? This one sticks out quite a bit. And this is the first of our double passes. The number is, of course, it's the Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line. It's 13 13 55. Dimmy's chimed in on the text line this morning, 0467 736 736. You could give the pets on the planes the same thing the students gave the pig that they sneaked into the Gabba many, many years ago. It obviously worked.
Yeah, but not if you're flying to Perth. That's when it starts to wake up. You can hear them starting to wrestle.
All right, then, the board is starting to light up already. 13:55. You've got to answer this question to get into the Gabba tonight to see Lions v Carlton. Which team did the Lions beat to secure their spot in last year's AFL Grand Final? Big show, as I said, Heels, with, of course, the cricket starting at 8 o'clock. We'll keep an eye on that. And actually, let's go straight to Jamie at Morayfield. We've got a minute or two before we've got to get to the news. Jamie, are you there?
Yeah, how you going, Pat?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. It's not a real tough question. I think you'll agree. Which team did the Lions beat to secure their spot in last year's AFL Grand Final?
Yeah, the poor old Navy Blues, buddy.
Well, you started out like a train. You kicked the first 5 goals straight, and we reeled you in. Hey, so you can obviously get there tonight now?
Yeah, mate, not a problem.
Oh, who are you going to take?
Mate, I'm taking your little boy. He turns 13 tomorrow, so be a nice little early birthday present.
Oh, aren't you? You're going to be Father of the Year. Well done. All right, Jamie. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, Doc.
Lions v Carlton tonight. There we go, the first of 5. So we've got 4 more double passes to give away, Heels, over the course of the show.
Same question.
No. Questions have been Jack's little Achilles heel this week, I must admit. But I think we'll find another question. We will be back right after Vanessa has the 6:30 news.
On Pat and Heels for Breakfast, it's time for the Racing Queensland update. Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today.
Well, we're racing at Rocky today, but tomorrow it's a huge day on the Gold Coast. It's Jewel Day. And Chris Nelson, are you on the highway, mate?
I am on the highway, Patty. Good morning to you. Good morning, Heels.
Hey, Chris.
I'm just coming up to North Lakes, and so far, so good.
There we go. There's our usual traffic report. I've got to say congrats on Wednesday. You tipped 3 out of 4 winners. You're on fire.
Yeah, we had a fairly good day Wednesday. Hopefully, look, tomorrow looks really tough, really tough. Those Jewel races, I reckon you could just about write a case or make a case for 10 runners in each race. Yeah, very, very open.
Tough for the punters. What about the poor old race callers? Have a look at the number of Mashanis in the 2-year-old Jewel.
And Mashani Blue comes around the corner, beaten by Mashani Pebble.
Yeah, they're going to earn their money. I don't know how they do it without all the Mashanis, let alone with the Mashanis. So good luck to Les Ross and Mike Cooks. Hopefully they get something out of that because they're great supporters of those races.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Hey, Chris, have you got a handle on how the Gold Coast track performs?
Not really. We've had 3 meetings on the turf track since it's been laid. And look, we haven't raced there since Magic Millions Day. It was a heavy 8, unbelievably, on Wednesday morning acceptance time. But it was back to a soft 6 yesterday. I'd say it'd be a soft 5 probably today. So I'm not really suggesting there's going to be any rain around. So we're probably back on a good 4 tomorrow. And look, you've just got to take it as it'll play evenly because we don't really know. So you've got a dry track that should play evenly. Now, we'll know more as the months and years go on. But at this stage, you've just got to think it's going to play fair.
I see Les Ross talking about the whole Mashani phenom today in the paper and saying he and Mike Crooks are now off the punt. They're making enough money out of the cutest bonuses and all that sort of thing because they've had quite a few Mashani winners this year, haven't they?
Oh, they have, and those bonuses are fantastic. I mean, if you've got a horse and you've got the cutest, and it's cutest eligible, well, the prize money can just almost double in some of those races. It's fantastic prize money. So they've got a really good business model, and it works really well for them. We see a lot of them in the early two-year-old races. If we didn't have them, we probably wouldn't have any early two-year-old races. So, no, they do a really good job and they deserve everything they get out of it.
Well, how good would the float be? The float to the Gold Coast for the Mashanis. You know, mate, how are you going? Well, they just live together, don't they?
It has to be.
Like the Australian cricket team going around the world.
They just call each other by their last name.
Yeah. G'day, Lily. G'day, Express.
That's right.
All right.
G'day, Clips. G'day, Aloha. G'day, G'day that.
can you find a winner for us tomorrow on the coast?
I I can. Race 3, number 4, Hell of a Deal, is a Toowoomba trained mare. Now, she's had the two runs back. First up, she should have finished a little bit closer. She was held up in the straight. And then second time around, look, I think Talia Fenlon was a bit of a victim at the start. The mare jumped okay, and I think they were going to take up a forward position, but she got squeezed out straight after that, spat out the back of the field, and from there she was never going to win. But she did run on, and she wasn't beaten far. So Jimmy Orman on tomorrow, good gate. I think she'll be closer, and I think she'll be hard to beat. And the good thing of the day, look, if we get black figures, we'll be doing well. But race 7, number 3, Chinny Boom, looks beautifully placed. Freshen up since running third on Magic Millions Day. Won a trial at Rocky recently. Maps beautifully. Everything in the favour there for Chinny Boom. So I'd be surprised if she got beaten race 7, number 3. And I'll give you one in Sydney, guys. I'll go out of my lane here. In the Randwick Guineas, race 8, number 3, Celestial Legend, I think can knock over Militarise. There you go.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Why do you think that? Oh, well, first in last start.
Well, first at 1,400 metres, first time he'd gone to 1,400 metres, and he won that convincingly. Now 1,600 metres, which suits, as it does Militarise. Les Bridge did say after that Hobartville Stakes win last start that he thought this horse was almost as good as Classique Legend, who, of course, won an Everest amongst some other races. So, yeah, I reckon he'll go really well. I think he'll lap up 1,600 metres.
Okay, any thoughts on the jewels, or are they just too hard?
Well, I went with Defiant Boom in the two-year-old.
Yeah, that's race 8. Race 8, the 3, yeah.
And I went with High Bar, number 5, in the three-year-old, simply because he's drawn a better gate than Defiant Spirit, who's got the car park, basically. So they are raffles, complete raffles, particularly the two-year-old race. But I'll go with those two. But I wouldn't want to be having my last on them, Paddy.
No, and look for those that just like the spectacle. Yeah, there's just a stack of Mashanis. What have you got? Mashani Eclipse, Mashani Aloha, Mashani Lily, Mashani Express, Mashani Crown, Mashani Suspect, Mashani Fire. They're all in the 16 at this stage, and they've also got Mashani Hitman, which is a third emergency. And there's
them Gangster.
You've got a couple of Mashanis in the three-year-old as well.
You've got Mashani Hitman and Mashani Gangster. That'll be a good race-to-race double there. But we've got, also just mentioned before I go, there's a race in Sydney tomorrow, race number 5, the Todman, which is a lead-up Golden Slipper. I think you take out Storm Boy and Lady of Camelot, this is the best two-year-old field we've had all season, probably. Maybe bar the Blue Diamond. We've got Switzerland, Straight Charge, Espionage and Bodyguard. Wow. I don't know which one will win, but it'll be one hell of a race.
And, of course, David Van Dyke's got all-inclusive.
He's going to have to be good, Paddy, to match it with those. But best of luck to David. And I see Ryan's down there for the ride too, which is great.
Yeah, Armelani will take the seat. So, yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, Ryan obviously has a decent opinion of the horse as well if he's turning his back on a couple of half-million-dollar races on the Gold Coast.
100%. He wouldn't be going down there just for the weather.
Yeah. All right, mate. Enjoy the rest of the trip. We'll see you in the studio shortly. But your main tips for the coast tomorrow, race 3, the 4, race 7, the 3, and, of course, 1 in Sydney. You think that Celestial Legend for the Les Bridge Yard could go very well in the Randwick Guineas up against Militarised tomorrow afternoon.
I think he'll go very well indeed, guys. I think he might give Militarised a bit of a shake and hopefully a bit of a beating.
Brilliant. For Racing Queensland, racingqueensland.com.au. Chris Dalton. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
We're back and we're powered by Kubota. You can take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and their Land Pride attachments. We've got yet another prize giveaway.
Oh, terrific.
No, not the tickets this time.
No.
The tickets aren't far away. This is a $100 Roadie Meats voucher. Have you ever been out there?
Yes, sir.
Roadie Meats?
Yes.
Oh, it's a meat lover. It's a carnival's delight out there, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just magnificent.
Busy.
Yeah. Oh. And there's no questions here. So we've got brand new sponsors, Roadie Meats. The high quality, they're family owned, they're award winning butchers. Check them out at Roadie Meats on Instagram and on Facebook, and they've given us a $100 Roadie Meats voucher. What a way to start the weekend. Give us a yell now. Call Jack on 13 13 55 for the Roadie Meats voucher. Thank you to Roadie Meats. There's some cheap shots coming in this morning. So Grant's joined the pylon. Bundaberg Surf Lifesaving Club, renowned for its March Pass team, is akin to my old state school, Strathpine, being known for its tunnel ball exploits.
And Grant loved it too.
Yeah, well,
Grant used a big note there, tunnel ball.
Fair dinkum, Grant. I mean, the Strathpine State School tunnel ball team, please. Mate, between 1959 and 1989, the Bundaberg March Pass team won 17 national titles. They're in the Hall of Fame. Mm. Noel Bullpit, MBE, was one of the great coaches. And not only that, we were privileged, Ian, as nippers, to be able to peel their prawns once they'd finished training on a Sunday morning.
Yep.
We were given that honour.
So they trained every Sunday morning?
Over at Kelly's Beach.
Mm. Mm. And, righto, was there any relation to Ted Bullpit? Did he have a Kingswood?
He probably did. Being in Bundy, the Kingswoods were big in Bundy, yeah, I can tell you. Hey, yeah, we'll have Heels' chat with the Australian cricket captain just about 20 past seven, I think, this morning, Heels. Of course, that test is due to kick off, the second test in Christchurch, due to kick off at about 8 o'clock our time this morning. And talk, as you were saying at the start of the show, Heels, that there could be a little bit of juice in this Christchurch wicket.
It looks like it.
Mm.
It seems like it. And that 12 mils of grass will hold it in. So if New Zealand get what they want again, win the toss and bowl, Australia will, you know, have a lot on their hands. Steve Smith, you know, opening the batting, it's not easy. And when it's swinging and seaming. So he's under the scrutiny. So two minus. They might have tough conditions to contend with again.
I'll tell you what, we're making some listeners happy today. Jack's whispering in my ear, Craig, a very excited Craig from Alex Hills, has won this.
Oh, no.
A $100 roadie meets voucher.
He's
going to have all his mates over this weekend for a big barbie.
He must be going to get sausages.
Oh, yeah.
$100 won't cut it for all your mates. But
depends on how many mates he's got, I suppose.
He'll just be getting back from Roadie Road front to Alex Hills.
Now, Cuzzy's involved again, as usual, on a Friday with the tips. Heels v. Cuz, and Heels got the money last week.
Heels,
Tars v. Highlanders, you can pick in the Super Rugby. He's picking the Hurricanes to lose at home against the Blues. And to make it spicy, I'll give you 7.5 start for your Reds v. the Chiefs at Suncorp.
Right, I've got to
have a bit of a thing.
Yeah, I've got to.
I'm not
digest
rushing
all that. Mm. Reds over the Chiefs, 7.5 start. No, shouldn't it be more than 9.5? You gave me 9.5 last week, and the Crusaders aren't as good as the Chiefs.
Yeah, and the Chiefs are top of the table.
Oh,
put 40 on the Brumbies.
You're a bit cluey, Cuzzy. Yeah, I'm seeing straight through you, champion.
you might have to sweeten the deal there, Cuz. Don't worry about making it spicy. He wants more than 7.5 start in the Reds. Not that he's lost faith, but it is a tough game for the Reds against the Chiefs. It's 6:48. Plenty of time for you to give us a call. 13 13 55, or the text line, which has been busy this morning, 0467 736 736. As I said, after 8 o'clock, we'll have Corey Parker here to review, preview, and we will have a chat about the Spencer Lenu guilty plea and what he can expect as punishment when he fronts the judiciary on Monday night. We've got one of the young guns from the Cowboys before their big one with the Dolphins.
Mm.
Zach Labert is going to join us, and he's gone from pretty much train and trial last year to a contract now until end of next year. Yeah, it's great.
He's 21,
22,
isn't he?
I think.
Just might have turned 22.
Yeah.
Is he fast?
He's quick.
Yeah, must be.
Yeah. Scored a couple of tries against the Dolphins last year late.
Last game.
26, I think, yeah. Mm.
Oh, is that last game? Yeah. Round 26?
And as I said right at the start of the show, your occasional golfing partner, Braden Fiorini. It looks like Dimmer's moved him out to the wing. I'm not big on positional changes in AFL, but we'll have a chat to him.
You know when they put, all the positions on a picture of the field,
mm-hmm.
he's in the centre line, left wing.
Okay.
So, but I think he pushes up and he pushes back. He's got a very important position, and Dimmer or Damien Hardwick thinks he can play that role well in his structure.
I mean, there's drive-bys everywhere today. Oscar, if it wasn't for Cuzzy texting in every morning, it's entirely possible that nobody will actually remember the Super Rugby exists. Great job keeping the sport alive. That's a little. That's true. No, we're right behind the Reds, Oscar. Come on. Come on. They were good the other night. They probably should have won that match the other night, and they won their first match. So don't give up on them yet. And not only that, they're coached by a good Bundy boy,
yeah.
Les Kiss. It's coming up to 6:50. We'll take a break. I'll give you a hint. After this commercial break, I'm going to give away another couple of tickets to the Gabba tonight. We'll be back. We're back, and we're going to get into Stump Hills in a moment, even though you've won for the week, Hills. Cuzzy, roadie meets go all right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we've got the thumbs up for Cuz. And of course,
Cuz is out around Boondall, isn't he?
Craig, very, very excited from Alex Hills. He won the money. Hey, yeah, just very quickly, Mr. and Mrs. Lee would be very happy with their children at the moment. The LPGA Tour is in China for the Blue Bay Classic. Minji is leading that at 7 under. And, of course, one of the real big ones in the on the American tour is the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. And Min Woo has shot 3 under 69, has only got him a couple of shots off the pace of Justin Lauer, who's yet to win, and Hideki Matsuyama, who's in good form. So right there, top seven he is. Where is he? Tie 7 at the moment. So good on him.
Okay, Matt from Ipswich in again. Good morning, boys. The biggest issue with elite players in most sports is they are so heavily managed from a young age. They forget to use their own moral and personal character to make good decisions. Spencer would have been advised on the response and managed instead of owning up on his own and being an adult. It's all about game image, and they are affecting young men on how they grow. Matt from Ipswich has put a bit of thought into that. Mm. Sometimes the managers go missing quite quick too.
Well, managers and media managers at clubs, et cetera, they are managed to within an inch of their lives these days because there's so much at stake, I suppose, completely different back in the early days when I was doing it, where you could go out and have a chat to these players almost any time. Doesn't happen now.
So the media managers and managers have got to have that moral fibre,
yeah,
so that they know how to advise best.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the fact that it's taken him until Thursday to admit that, yes, I did use the term monkey. There's not a racial bone in my body, but I said it heat of the moment, things like that. And now the mea culpa, the big apology to Ezra, et cetera. It's taken too long for my liking. So front him up on Monday, that it saves Ezra having to go through this now that he's pled guilty, and give him 6 or 8 and we move on. Let's get to this.
Stump Hills on SENQ.
Superfluous to needs today because you've already won this week and now lead 5-2 on the weeks for the year. Which NRL's team mascot is known as Scorch? And well named too. I didn't know this until I read the answer, but it's
never heard of it. Let me think.
No, it's well named as well. While you're having a little think of this, Hills, what am I going to do? Make someone very, very happy again. If you'd like to win a double pass to tonight's sold-out Lions v Blues match at the Gabba. Well, see, I keep saying sold out. It's not sold out because Jack had 10 tickets at the start of the day. It wasn't completely sold out. Jump on the blower right now, 13-13-55, but you've got to answer this question. Who was the Brisbane Lions' leading goal kicker at the completion of the entire 2023 season? So that includes finals. Who was the Lions' leading goal kicker at the completion of the whole lot, after the grand final, so it includes the finals. Give me that answer on 13-13-55, and Jack, will give you 2 tickets to the Gabba tonight to see this big one, the replay or the repeat of the preliminary final from last year, the Lions and Carlton. So two of the elite teams of the comp going head-to-head, a seething Gabba tonight where we weren't beaten last year. We love it there. And the board is already lighting up. Obviously, plenty of people haven't got tickets, but would love to go. It's 6:59. As I said, Heels, your chat with the Australian cricket captain coming up at around about 7:20. And 8 o'clock our time is when they start in Christchurch for that second test. And that's the last test that this Australian team will play until India arrive on our shores late this year.
Yes. It'll be a big test for Ravi Ashwin. That's what he's gearing up for as well. So it's not just the Aussies getting ready for that. The Indians are talking it as well.
Yeah, well, the Indians performed very well last night. They rolled England for 218 and they won for 135 in reply. So they've got a full control already of the fifth test. It's coming up to the 7 o'clock news with Vanessa. We will be back after that and we'll have our next winner of the Lions ticket giveaway.